So as advertised, we're going to do some role playing, and we'll do some mock negotiating as we've done every year. And we're going to do this on each of the provisions in the agreement. Joe will play the familiar role of outside counsel for the large publicly traded buyer in our hypothetical acquisition. And I, in addition to moderating today, will be playing the role of outside counsel for the privately held venture-backed target company. And I should remind you that in real life, I spend about two-thirds of my time on the buy side. So I apologize, as I always do in advance, to any buy-side clients in the audience who may be offended by my attempts at defending the sell-side provision today, and I see a few of you glaring at me as I say this. I'm just doing my job. So John Brocklin will be our neutral and dispassionate technology expert.
There you go.
Gang up, won't take sides. All of us on the panel are going to step out of character after negotiating each provision today so we can engage in a hopefully informative dialogue about how these negotiations are actually playing out in the real world today. In short, who's winning and who's losing on each provision. Now, our tech focus today, I think, is particularly timely because, as I think most of you know, and certainly the investment bankers in the room know, M&A activity has been ballooning in the tech sector, and M&A valuations are continuing to skyrocket, and they've always been sky high. They've always been astronomical. So by way of general introduction to our topic, there are lots of different factors, some of them are alluded to on the slide, that are combining to fuel the explosive growth that we're seeing in the tech sector as it relates to M&A in this country. And